COVID-19 relief bill seem all but dead. That's become clear as Senate leaders prepare to bring their own version of the House-passed aid package to the chamber's floor as early as Wednesday. Texas has ended its mask mandate after 8 months, becoming the largest state to lift the order intended to prevent the spread of COVID-19. On Wall Street, stocks have moved lower now. The Dow is down 50 points, the NASDAQ off 171. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Never before has the leader of the free world been so cognitively compromised. It's clear, to me at the least, that US President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. This was apparent to many during the election campaign, but such was the hatred for Donald Trump by the partisan and poisonous mainstream media they chose not to highlight anything that actually may have derailed a Biden victory. Even now, after he's been sworn in, many of them are still refusing to speak the truth about Biden's lack of capacity. It was quite telling that while President Biden was playing Mario Kart and napping all of last weekend, apparently he had no official duties, his ambitious deputy Kamala Harris was telephoning foreign leaders. That's a novelty for a vice president. And this week, he emerged to participate in a sanitized town hall, being interviewed by the Bidenista, Anderson Cooper of CNN. Biden promptly gave away his teleprompter, and the result was nothing short of a disaster. Biden started off by excusing the genocide against the Uyghur people by the Chinese Communist Party. He dismissed it as just Chinese cultural norms. And then he made what many interpret as racist comments about television commercials. Did you ever believe 5 years ago every second or third ad out of five should turn out to be biracial couples? He said, like, who cares about that? Who counts that? And why bring it up? But then he went on to suggest that blacks, Hispanics, and people who live in the country aren't really smart enough to get online.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination.
Wow, what a way to offend almost all of your voter base. Anyway, it was capped off by Biden admitting he doesn't really know where he is a lot of the time, and he actually needs to ask his carer, his wife, where he is when he wakes up in the morning.
Over the years, over your career, you've already spent a great deal of time at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, except now you're living there and you're president. It's been 4 weeks. What's it like? How's it different?
I get up in the morning, look at Jill and say, where the hell are we?
Well, he should get some marks because that was probably the most honest thing he said during the entire event, because much of it was littered with total falsehoods. Like this claim that the Americans didn't have a vaccine when he came into office. Now, that's total BS. And I can say that because Joe Biden actually had the vaccine before he was installed as president. But it went entirely unchallenged by the interviewer, Anderson Cooper, or anyone else in the mainstream media. Have a listen.
The biggest thing, though, is you remember when you and I... when you and I talked last, we talked about... It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator. How do you get the vaccine into someone's arm?
Now, I'm not here tonight to highlight the mental impairment of Joe Biden. It's too easy. And it's not his fault. But he did run for office knowing that the decline in his capacity was accelerating. And so did the media. And so did the Democratic Party. Yet they all chose to cover it up. Just like many of them sought to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop and cash for access scandals. They haven't asked Creepy Joe about the weird hair sniffing, the allegations of sexual misconduct, his previous support for segregation, the rather odd way that he interacts with women, and his overtly racist statements. Now, these excuses for journalists are continuing the cover-up of Biden's presidency. And reporting on the dumpster fire that was the Biden town hall, many media outlets simply omitted the gaffes, the lies, and the clear Chinese propaganda lines. It's like they're running a Biden protection racket, while simultaneously protecting themselves from admitting their unconscionable conduct during the election campaign was instrumental in having this man elected as president. It's all rather pathetic, but even usually smart people are blinded by the nonsense put out by the mainstream media. They believe every perceived sin of Donald Trump, while they seem intent on canonizing St. Joe.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Over an inch of rain so far today, and it ain't over. David Blackman at 3:35 this afternoon, and Brad McDonald coming in to make an announcement.
And here they are.
Today so far, me and Rosie Brock. Jeff, big green.
Please clap.
That's all I got. So I'm going to twiddle my thumbs. Magazine column is out, boom, for March. This, though, I wanted to play. We did this morning. This is a listener from yesterday afternoon who was bringing her dog home from the groomer. And she had our show on. And the roll call was playing while the doggie was hanging out the window enjoying the breeze. This, I got a kick out of this. Oh, I'll get a bigger kick when the volume works. Hang on one second.
What's wrong with you?
He's a tool.
It's too low to see.
I've never heard the roll call this way.
I think you are.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
So much crap, they have to start a second.
Sorry.
He looks like he's trying to sing with the song.
Media.
I've never heard it that way before. And the dog sure seemed to be enjoying it. And that's why this show is the most highly rated program with canines in the 3 to 10-year-old age group. We're number one. Here's a thing that's making its way around social media. It's Joe Biden with cornrows dressed in a Newport outfit. And Kamala looking like she's ready to pick up customers. Good Photoshop work. Not going to post it. I'm not ready to get kicked off Facebook yet. But, and there's so many things. Oh, by the way, I predicted this on the show, so I want to take credit for it while I can, that the Golden Globe Awards would have their lowest ratings ever. And I was right. 6.9 million viewers total for that. That's something, you know, in the boredom of January, when they normally have it, that used to draw 20 to 30 million viewers. It's the first premier awards show. There were movies that people cared about. I wonder if Hollywood is actually getting the message here. We don't care. Don't care. We know you think we're all knuckle-scraping savages, uneducated. We don't know no better like you do, because you're a star. In fact, the person that sent me this said, this is such stupid, Schmidt, I can't even believe anybody watched it at all. Well, wasn't a whole lot on to compete with it. However, if you look at the ratings that the president accumulated during his CPAC speech, 31 million. Joe Biden gets 559 people to watch him. The last time he did something live, and by the way, that hasn't happened for a while, and it doesn't appear like it's going to be happening anytime soon. He goes to bed by 9 o'clock every morning. We have a seriously impaired man in the White House, and even Democrats are saying, hey, about that nuclear football that you're carrying, maybe that's not such a good idea. And it's about high time. Hold on. Mitt Romney pulled a Harry Reid. Somehow he knocked himself unconscious, has a black eye and multiple stitches. Oh, and Ben and Jerry's, they think we should all pay reparations. You know what? Don't buy their ice cream. Don't. They act like they hate capitalism, but they sure make a ton of money from it. And they use it to push stuff like this. They want to punish today's people for something they had nothing to do with, and give that money to people who didn't experience what was done to others. That, you know, when are we going to be able to reconcile that history is history? But there is a progression. There have been literally nonstop advancements. And the only time we take step backwards is when we take the eye off the ball. Like, when you don't take a Hitler seriously. Winston Churchill did, but the rest of his naive, limp-wristed cabinet
in Britain in the war, they wanted to believe that Adolf would actually abide by any kind of a treaty. Oh, and speaking of Hitler, apparently Amazon changed their logo, and some people looked at it. I saw it side by side. You can look it up on the intranet. The new logo looked like Hitler. Hitler sure has had a second life, because everybody that's conservative is Hitler. Trump was Hitler. Everything is Hitler. And now even the new Amazon logo makes them... And I looked at it, and I really didn't see Adolf Hitler in that. That's how stupid all of this is getting. Doesn't seem to be an end in sight. Sam is our first caller this afternoon at 272-9228.
Well, I just want to call and say good afternoon. Greg, the one question I had, real quick, did you ever get to the bottom of the basket mystery yesterday?
No. I think you've eliminated a few people, but...
Well, it wasn't me. I think it was a beautiful idea, though. It's a very practical gift. And it's an Easter basket. It finally hit me. Man, it's just the bunny brought it. So I'm throwing out there that the Easter bunny brought you a basket, and you should, you know, cherish it.
For those of you who weren't listening yesterday.
And everybody listens to your show.
Oh, yeah. That's what the rating book says. It doesn't give a number. It says everybody right next to my name.
That's everybody.
Greg, listens to this show.
You get on my nerves, but most people really like you. And
well, the feeling is mutual, Sam, if you want to know the truth.
You get on my nerves, too. I feel redeemed. It's a beautiful word on a furry day. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Anyway, you got a box in the mail.
Yeah, and since I started this dedicated bike riding routine, thank you again, Montgomery Multisport. My magazine column out today shows the brilliant artwork of our publisher. It's a parody of me running against the full moon, like in the movie E.T. And it mentions in there that my dear friends like Rich Thomas and Jay Scott said, hey, how about some stream? Oh, and somebody, I wonder if I still have it in my pocket. I dressed up for the show this afternoon, and I wore the T-shirt that has only one burn hole in it. seriously. old-fashioned
rusty.
Spring paper. Oh, yeah, rusty.
Yeah.
So I could clip some baseball cards to the spokes. But this basket, not to be a sexist, it just looks like it would fit better on a young girl's bike.
Yes.
And I may do that. I may put it on social media and see if there's a young girl that needs a basket for her bicycle that would like the one I have, because I like to share. It is 18 minutes after 3. David Blackman and a few, lots to talk about with him. And then Brad McDonald's going to sidekick with us for the balance of the afternoon. Texas, by the way, has opened up 100%. No mask, no nothing.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And it looks like the Supreme Court might side with Republicans on the Arizona election case. There may be a victory there. Then what is Twitter going to do? What is Mark Zuckerberg going to do if they actually win a case on this election fraud, which took place? If there's, well, there is proof. It's just that nobody wanted to look at it. That's the thing. Nobody wanted to deal with the rage mob. And they're the people that can target somebody and make their life a living hell for as long as they decide it needs to go on. Until they buckle. Until they submit. So good going, Governor Abbott. We'll ask David about that. Or if I don't, you'll remind me, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's talk about cars. Time to love what you drive. And I'll tell you, one of the easiest cars to love is an Audi. And in the certified pre-owns at Jack Ingram, they have some amazing deals. This is where you can purchase an Audi with very low mileage. Most of these are vehicles that come out of short-term corporate leases. For example, there's a 2020 Audi A4 Premium Plus with only 8,000 miles on it. It's a great sedan for the road. It's got every bell and whistle you could want in a car, $33,900 for that, with only 8,000 miles on it. There's others, less recent vintage, but these cars are all, say, like there's a 2018. It's got 14,000 miles on it. That's a three-year-old car. So that's a car that was driven less than 5,000 miles a year. That machine was babied, and you can get that for well under 30. Plenty of those kind of opportunities, and of course the warranty is still good up to 36,000, 100,000 mile bumper to bumper. And then find out how they can make that deal work for you. Go to jackingramaudi.com, pick a car. If you can't make it to the dealership, they'll bring it to your home or business. They'll do appraisals on site. Their concierge service is still in place. So whatever it takes, because it is time to love what you drive. Start at jackingramaudi.com, 321.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Calling all parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLA Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. We're offering stick horse rodeos, mutton busting, and a calf scramble. And don't forget our Western Festival that's free on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Stick around for the PRCA Rodeo for plenty of laughs and fun for the whole family. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Dale, who are you?
I'm you. I'm Future Dale. Navy Federal Credit Union sent me. Listen, your future depends on something important.
Like saving the world?
No, I said your future, not the future. You need to start saving with Navy Federal so you can buy your dream house.
With savings resources, no monthly fees, and accounts for your every need, you can plan for your future at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DoD veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shot in the arm from J&J. You need one dose to vaccinate. Johnson and Johnson's one-dose vaccine. Oh, COVID will be done. Oh,
I'm here, excuse me, trying to do too many things at one time, and my headphones folded up like landing gear into an airplane. I couldn't put them on. What I'm posting here is a story that says 53% of us, when this is all over, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's ending in Texas. No masks, back to normal. A majority of people are going to miss aspects of the lockdown and quarantine.
Like what?
Oh.
Like what?
Yeah, it really doesn't say. I'm just wondering, is that strikes me as odd. I mean, it seems like all we've heard, you know, for the last 2 years, the last 12 months, is when is this going to end? I want my life back. I want some normal back. This piece of crap computer. I'll post this. It'll be on, you know what we can do? While I'm screwing with this, this is a waste of time. I'm going to play a clip that Rosie discovered. Introduce this woman, please.
This is Kay Coles James, and she is the president of the Heritage Foundation.
And this is all about HR1, which is basically a forfeit of all our fundamental rights.
Trying to steal the vote.
Yeah, that's really the ultimate goal, is to make it easier, not to vote, to steal votes, like they did back in November. I guess it did pass the House, didn't it? Barely. I'll tell you what, Democrats, you want to ensure your demise in 2022, support this monster. See, we already have a Constitution with amendments and a Bill of Rights. What do we need this for? Let's see what she has to say.
Growing up as a black teen during the 1960s, I knew the tremendous sacrifices that my relatives endured to secure the right to vote. Voting is one of the most sacred rights that we as Americans have. But today, there are serious concerns about the fairness and accuracy of our elections, and few people trust the process anymore. Yet, a bill currently in Congress known as H.R. 1, ironically called the For the People Act, would only make things worse. It would create a federal takeover of elections and make it easier for fraud and abuse to occur. It would do the exact opposite of creating trust in our elections. No one would have to prove they are who they say they are to vote. Non-citizens and people registered to vote in multiple states would be left on the voter rolls. And online voter registration would be launched nationwide, creating vast opportunities for hackers, cyber criminals, and foreign adversaries to throw our elections into even greater turmoil. From our nation's founding to women's suffrage to the 1960s civil rights movement, people have fought and died for our right to vote. That's why it's critical that we ensure every American's legally cast vote gets counted and isn't canceled by an illegal one. Every American must be able to trust the voting process and its results. Unfortunately, H.R. 1 won't restore that trust. We can and we must do better.
Yeah, well, I just, first of all, the obstacles it'll face in the Senate, I can't believe that Joe Manchin Weenie is going to support this. It's amazing he's still a Democrat. He's a Democratic senator from a state that voted like 65-66% Trump. I don't get it, you know, West Virginia. I'd love to understand how that happens. And he will stand up to, when they go way too far to the left, he'll put his foot down. This can't become law. It just can't. We will never have an election we can trust again in this country. We'll be expecting a call from David Blackman shortly. In the meantime, it was nice to get a note today from yet another person who finally gave Don Duncan a try at the Prattville-Millbrook location on Highway 14. Customer service is second to none. If you need to drop your car off and get to your next destination, they'll do that for you and get you back with your car later. Whatever it is you need done, if the check engine light comes on, they have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three locations. And when you're ready for tires, you can waste a lot of time. You know, the internet said this would only cost... No. The internet is full of it when it comes to that kind of stuff. Get a straight price, a wholesale price from Don, and a price that will always include installation. That's how they bait some people, with a price that looks, wow, can't pass that up. But, oh, do you want that installed? So work with the best. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, always. And locations conveniently located to everybody within the sound of my voice. I mentioned Prefl Millbrook Highway 14, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. Perfect for government workers. Get your car serviced. They'll get you to and from your office. And serving Southeast Montgomery from Vaughan Road, or from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. There we go. I got that right. 3:32. We hope to have David Blackman joining us in a minute.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We are still very busy on Southwest Boulevard around I-65. East South Boulevard, a little busy. A lot of cars coming out on Norman Bridge Road to East South Boulevard, taking 331 down into Crenshaw County. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in the Montgomery area to tell you about. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your land, home, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dr. Seuss taught us to read, and now social justice warriors are teaching Dr. Seuss a lesson of their own. It's Woke Dr. Seuss.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I am a vegan, Sam, I am.
All of Dr. Seuss's classics are now updated for today's sensitive psyches, like How the Grinch Culturally Appropriated Christmas. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch was inclusive and said, Happy Holidays. Woke Dr. Seuss will never offend any marginalized group with new titles like The Fox and the Unisex Socks, Horton Hears a Microaggression, and this twist on The Cat in the Hat.
And their preferred pronouns were Thing One and Thing Two.
And don't forget One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Hey. That's racist.
I don't see that one on the shelf.
That's because it's been totally banned. Woke Dr. Seuss, perfect for bedtime stories and book burnings.
I read, I heard an interesting commentary, and I looked for it all day because I didn't, when I heard it on the air, I did not get the source. But it was a woman advising Republicans on their 2022 campaigns to not run against Joe Biden's feebleness or Kamala Harris's incompetence or any other thing. That's the issue they need to bring in. This is where the left has really stretched it. All of a sudden, Dr. Seuss needs to be canceled. I think a lot of people are going to hear that and not really understand what the hell they're talking about. What parent hasn't enjoyed reading Green Eggs and Ham?
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat. They're just great for kids, but no, the a-holes, the PWNBTs of the world, people with nothing better to do, got to look. And let's count characters of color. First of all, this is fiction. And they just weren't satisfied with the underrepresentation of minorities. And I have to believe that The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham were popular books with kids of all persuasions.
I loved Are You My Mother? Did you ever read that one?
No. Would you read that to me?
Sure. I'll get it and bring it from home.
I'm sure you could probably pull it up online.
All right.
I have no idea where David Blackman is this afternoon.
You know, I read another article, or part of an article today, Greg, that talked about how Amazon is quietly pulling from its collection any books that have what they deem as hate speech in it.
Oh, is that what they're deciding now? Are they judge and jury on that, too?
I thought, well, are they going to pull the Bible?
Well, let's take a look at how the Nazis took over Germany. They banned guns. I remember when my daughter was learning about the Holocaust in, I think, freshman or sophomore year of high school, she asked, why didn't they fight back? Why did they just give in? And I said, because they had no weapons. Their guns had been confiscated. So that's why we have the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers had brilliant foresight on that one. It's no coincidence that during the month of November, during this last election, and during the days, we're still counting, and we found another suitcase of votes under a table, gun sales, I think, peaked in November of last year. They banned guns, they got rid of God, they banned church services, burned Bibles and books in the streets. Is there a difference between burning Bibles and books in the streets and having some big corporate entity deciding what you can and can't read?
Hello?
It's still censorship. Burned the flag, got rid of any and all history they did not agree with. Got rid of the public police so only the rich could afford security. They put their country in a complete state of fear. In other words, they live day to day not knowing what are they going to come up with next. And that's like watching the Democrats in Congress. What's the next act of insanity they're going to come up with? And they created a domestic terrorist organization that got rid of anything and anyone to disagree with them. But here we have a prick running the FBI who does not think that Antifa, even though we watched cities burn as their thugs in their black suits and hoods were breaking windows, getting people killed, ruining lives and businesses, Christopher Wray does not see Antifa as domestic terrorism. But January 6th was. You cannot. So, once again, that's the narrative. I think he likes being director of the FBI, and I think he was told to say that if he wanted to keep his job. And it wasn't Joe Biden. Joe doesn't know what day of the week it is. It's the handlers. It's the owners, as George Carlin calls them, that make all of these decisions. Joe just, what do I got to sign today, and when do I get my tapioca? Big kahuna.
Hey, Greg. This is a follow-up comment on what you said about, you know, what Hitler did to take over in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his political thugs that were called the brown shirts. I mean, the Democrat Party, had their political thugs are the Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs,
right,
that will attack not just people they disagree with, but even leading politicians like Rand Paul, who was, you know, attacked in the street in Washington, D.C.
Twice and, he's been attacked as a senator.
And so they called, you know, for 4 years they called Trump a Nazi, but they are the Nazis. They are the ones acting like Nazis.
They're, every time they point a finger and call somebody a name, there's three fingers pointing back because they're projecting their own guilt onto others.
Exactly.
I am a racist, exactly. So you must be too. That's how they think. That's how it works.
I just can't imagine how the silent majority is going to put up with this for much longer. I mean, the last election was stolen.
Yeah.
We've got to fight to make sure this next election isn't stolen. But the silent majority has got to wake up and be willing to stand up and fight, or the left will just tear down this country. They will burn it down. That's what they've said. They will burn it down.
Well, yeah. I mean, the history, everything else behind it, it's a hellhole. Of course, they'll let anybody in now that the borders are basically open again.
What they allowed last summer, what they encouraged last summer.
And they don't want to explain why it is that people from other parts of the world would want to come to such a racist hellhole that they see as America. It's crazy. Thanks for the call, Kahuna. 343-272-9228. Let's see if anybody's taken the time to care. Oh, you know what? I can't look for comments on that because I ain't posted it yet. But I am now. A survey said that a majority of people say they'll miss some parts of the quarantine. I think some people are going to be terrified of disease. We have created tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of germaphobes. And once again, the flu virtually non-existent this entire season. How does that happen? Well, you know, we've had everybody washing their hands more often and so forth. That's what they're saying.
Hello?
But,
hello?
You know, what I miss is not having to think about any of this crap on any given day. This, you know, every day for a year, the pall of coronavirus has hung over us. And what's going to happen next? And we're out of toilet paper. And we can't eat at our favorite restaurant. We got to do this and do that. Surrendering, basically, control of our lives to a little turd named Dr. Fauci, who contradicted himself so often it was crazy. 345, Lewis Lawn. Great place. By the way, they'll be extending. I should call them, actually. In fact, I'm going to give you the number, Rosie.
Okay.
Because they're very busy over there. It's 244-9191. Would
All
you
right.
call them
mm-hmm.
and see if they have extended their winter hours back to 9 to 5. Just want to know. They usually do it around this time. They carry all the great brands. In fact, when I was riding my bike, I had to go around a lawn service truck that had a big Walker mower on it. That's one of the product lines they carry at Lewis. And sure enough, there was a Lewis sticker on it. Makes sense because the pros know that, you know, their window for making money is limited. So they need to partner up, not only buy their equipment at a place that can support it when it needs service or repair. And that's what they've got at Lewis Lawn. And that's the same thing for you as a consumer. A place that can help you maintain or service or make good on the warranty should your whatever it is you purchase need it. Everything from tractor-sized mowers to the individual Toros and a great product line called the Egos, which are battery-operated mowers, trimmers, and more. Fantastic products, great people like Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ. A very welcoming experience with a double showroom now at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Lewis Lawn, what'd you find out?
No, I didn't get an answer, so I'm thinking that...
They must be very busy.
Yeah.
Tom, what happened to Tammy?
Hey!
She dropped out.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm pissed. Why is it that my listeners have the patience of a mosquito? If I don't get you on the air in 30 seconds, you're gone.
Who,
Dan
me?
Morris's listeners will wait for 36 hours to get on his show.
Hey, man, I'd wait on you. You're well worth talking to.
I appreciate it.
But I got a question to ask you. Look, you know, back when we first became a country, there was 3% of us that wanted to break away from England. 97% wanted to stay with them, you know. Yeah. And we fought, and look what it got us to. Now, here's what I'm saying. These people, what they've done to us in this last election, to me, they're trying to change our form of government.
Our form of way of life. Are you kidding? Our form of government, they want to take the car out of your driveway.
Exactly.
They want to take control of your business away and tell how much you can pay people and yada, yada, yada.
And do these people realize that's why we got the Second Amendment for folks just like them, you know? If they're trying to steal our form of government, our way of life, and change it.
Well, you notice they're doing most of this in places where they have very restrictive gun laws. Notice how strict gun laws, have done nothing to abate the murder rate in big cities like Chicago. Minneapolis, guess what? After defunding, they're now refunding the police and praying that people will show up and apply for a job as a cop. That's how stupid this is.
It is stupid. And, you know, I respect the people in blue 100%. And, you know, I'm like you. I grew up in the 70s, and we were Dodgers and all that. I look a lot different at the police nowadays. And you need them. You know, you better fund them as good as you can because there's crazies out there, you know. And hey, listen, I just wanted to thank you for hanging in there. I found you about 4 years ago, and I couldn't believe that a radio announcer, I wanted to call you a disc jockey, but I don't want to insult you because that's an old language. But still, you are one of the best on the radio today at Montgomery, period, man. And I'm just not blowing smoke. Congratulations and thank you for speaking your piece, man. You got a lot of folks behind you.
I'm very grateful for the good words. Thank you.
Hey, man. Have a good day, bud.
And we'll never take them for granted. Even though today... my guest doesn't call. There's all kinds of stuff that's worth talking about. The cancellation on Dr. Seuss. Texas, 100% open. No more masks, no more crap. Open up. Run your business the way you want. Something we really should have done much sooner.
He'll probably call tomorrow. You'll get a text.
Oh, it's no big deal. I mean... it's not like he's getting a big check for joining us every Tuesday. Email show, Fascist Fear Fuhrer Fauci, NIH and WHO accommodated Communist China on Shycom virus confidentiality terms. What the hell does that mean? Oh, Joy Behar. I don't know why anybody would pay attention to her anyway. Here's a story. She is telling everybody to ignore the Governor Cuomo sex scandal. See what it means to have that D next to your name? It's the ultimate protection. You are bulletproof with that big blue D. Hope.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up? Hey, you know, all this, I just want to say something about, you know, some all the name changing stuff and all the stuff been around for years and everything and how idiotic people are getting. Have you ever seen that movie, Idiocracy?
Yes, I have. On the recommendation of a listener. And I'm watching it happen in real time.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. We should convince one of our local theaters to show it and have a
party. Yes, because that movie is so true.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's pretty bad because, hell, that movie came out a while back, but it's unfolding as we speak because, you know, everybody was so dumb except for one guy. And look at how dumb the president is and the cow, you know, in the movie. I mean, hello.
And look what we have in the White House right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I had been meaning to ask you if you had, seen that movie. And people that haven't, please watch it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You'll be like, anybody with a brain will be like, oh, my God, this is so true.
We are living it in real time.
Yes.
Thank you for the call,
Hope.
It's
ridiculous.
Appreciate it. Soldier Boy.
Gregory.
Yes, sir. Got about a minute.
I'm going to give you top three things about you. Number three, you're a radio personality. That's number three. But number two is your storytelling capabilities. And number one, drum roll, please.
Oh, hang on. If I had known you were going to need
drum
that,
roll. Drum roll.
I would have had that ready.
And number one is your writing abilities. When's your damn book coming out, Greg?
I know. I got to get that done.
Keep talking about it, Greg.
Well, Brant's going to be here. Brant can, you know. Because basically, if I can figure out, get this thing formatted and get it into production, all the proceeds from this will go into a fund for my family, period, at Brant's firm.
Well, you remind me, every time I watch that movie, Big Fish. Remember Big Fish, how he tells those stories and he kind of exaggerates slightly a little bit, you know, and it makes the stories interesting. And at the end of his death, everybody's life that he touched shows up.
Yes.
I mean, it's so good. And what's the scoop is about Amazon? It's supposed to be started out as a book. Now, what are they doing? They're deciding what books to sell and what not to sell?
That's very Nazi-esque of them. They burn the books, but they're taking them,
Same thing, right, Greg?
Pretty much, in my opinion, yes. Gotta run, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm out of time for the hour. It's 3:53.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident in Prattville, Alabama, Highway 14 at McQueen Smith. Three vehicles involved along with a truck. Still boots on the ground there. Use caution. There were some lane blockage earlier. Around Montgomery, we're busy on the boulevard all around the city. Taylor Road from Vaughn to I-85 congested there. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. Reinhart Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Superfast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
It's March 2nd, the greatest day ever. On the 2nd of March, 1962, Wilt Chamberlain became the first professional basketball player to score 100 points in a single game. To celebrate, he had the same amount of women come up to his room afterwards. Have a great March 2nd, the greatest day ever.
Yeah, 20,000, right? That's the number we were told in his book, 356. Eddie Bader has talked about the real estate market, how tight it is, but there are people who are doing things with their homes. First of all, it's been a huge year with people stuck. They're noticing things about their house they'd like to fix or change or upgrade. And where do you get that money? How about a refi? Interest rates remain incredibly low. And if it's been a while since you've checked yours against what's out there, call Morris Capuano. In a few minutes, he can give you an answer at 409-9300. He's with Renaissance Bank. They have a zillion programs that can help all kinds and types of people. If you're a new or potentially new home buyer, he's the perfect guy to help you find your first home. He's been through it thousands of times. He has handed the keys to a new home to thousands of people during his great career. And he would love to do that for you. And it's always kind of an anxious time. It's exciting when you're going to own. But if you're renting right now, most of the time, you can own for considerably less than you're paying in rent and have a much bigger living space inside and maybe a yard outside. It doesn't hurt you to look into it. And again, rates are so incredibly low. So whether you're refining or looking to buy, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, and equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Georgia Floors Direct, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. A flooring destination since 1969. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance.